it's an area that sweeps around Brisbane from the southwest. It holds 50% of Queensland's World Heritage listed land-based national parks. It's part of the largest tract of subtropical rainforest. It's a biodiversity hotspot, probably the third most biodiverse region in Australia. So these are areas that are crucial both for agriculture and tourism. So when we found about mining in the region, we were obviously horrified, thinking that, you know, there was no way that mining could come into this region because of all these reasons we are just outlined. And so at every stage, we have taken the legal opportunities first, submissions, community cabinets, all of the options that are available to us under our democratic means, Senate committees, etc. When none of those were listened to, eventually in 2012, we had to go down blockading and get arrested. But in particular with this Water Act, we've made submissions and we've been crystal clear in also our statements about what it is that we believe this is doing. And there's not a lot that's good for the rural communities of Queensland in this Water Act.
So what do you think? A couple of people have speculated that this is probably likely to go through Parliament before the next election, so we won't have an opportunity to vote on it. What do you think we can actually do, given that, to suggest our dismay at this new legislation?
This is probably the main reason I went to the Senate Committee on the Queensland Government. For many years now, Queensland has not had an upper house. So when a government has a clear majority, they can and do whatever they want. And it is entirely inappropriate. There's nothing morally right, there's nothing ethically right about what they're doing. When you look at the comments on each of their pieces of legislation, at present, it seems like the Queensland mining industry is the upper house of Queensland. You read the notes on each of the things about the bills, and it's the mining industry will like this, the resources and tourism industry won't. And that's just your consistent comment on every piece of legislation. So what can you do? It's only when you're faced with this level of attack, the level of distrust with what, you know, the ideological passage of legislation, that you have to take matters into your own hand and do whatever you can. Protest, non-violent direct action, get yourself into a position where you're saying, look, you can do this and you have the numbers to do it, but I'm going to oppose you with every bone in my body.
So in New South Wales, we've actually seen some success with the non-violent approach. In New South Wales, a couple of months ago, near Bentley, there was a blockade of a mining development, and the mining development cancelled,
yes,
closed down. What do you think? What do you make of that?
Look, that's a fantastic community effort. I visited Bentley a number of times. That same community came and helped us when we closed down the Kerry Valley Arrow rig. And so we travelled down to help them with their effort to show that, you know, over 80 to 90% of that community is opposed to coal and coal seam gas in their community. It's the same response we had in our region. So, you know, it relies on people to stand up, to get in front of the bulldozers, to get in front of the drill rigs, to say no. And I tell you what, being a teacher and a business owner, throughout my life, the last 5 years have been a fantastic journey of discovering what really makes a community strong. And I've never met people who are more in tune to what it is they can do than the protesters at Kerry and Bentley. Wonderful. Thank God the state government listened in New South Wales. It took a lot of effort. And, you know, they were on the eve of a major police crackdown with 800 police or something like that coming out. It was going to be huge, and the community was saying no, and the government stepped in. But my question is, why does it take that to get the government to step in. You know, this is the point where we're asking for government to show leadership, not the sheep.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I guess on both points, Brisbaneites are not maybe unfamiliar with a huge police crackdown, given that G20 was last weekend, and there may have been, you know, as many as 10,000, you know, thousands of police in Brisbane. But also at the same time, a bunch of international figures like Barack Obama were saying that we need to remove government investment in dirty
fossil
energy.
Fossil fuels.
Yeah, that's right.
And tries to underwrite common use stuff in the Galilee Basin. Yeah. Absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing, but I guess the real question is, perhaps it's easy to see what ought to be done from the perspective of someone who actually lives in the regional Queensland. But as somebody who lives in Brisbane, what do you think we can do to show our support?
Look, become engaged in the process, and I think that's the hardest part. You know, I spend major portions of my working week traveling, talking to people, sharing on Facebook, you know, engaging in the process. I guess it's called the political process. The word politics has gained a bit of a dirty feel to it, yet by giving it that dirty feel, we're effectively shutting down that wonderful community networking that allows us to share information. And difference of information. You're not going to change people's mind straight away. But I strongly encourage every person in Brisbane to have that courageous conversation. To say, you know, when you're hearing that, oh, this is really good, to go there and say, look, you know what? I disagree. And here's why I disagree. Because without those courageous conversations, same old will continue to go down. And we will end up rueing the day that we didn't make that chance, didn't take that opportunity to have that conversation and hopefully, ultimately, alter people's perceptions and their voting patterns in the long term.